This news update is being brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust, with 13 locations in Huron, Tuscola, Sinilac, and Bay counties to serve customers. Community is strong since 1895. And by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderick. According to Huron County Sheriff Kelly J. Hansen, the sheriff's office lobby will be under construction starting Tuesday, April 16th, and will be continued through Friday, April 19th. During this time, the records lobby will be closed to the public and the front door will be locked. Unfortunately, the sheriff's office will not be able to do fingerprints until the project is completed. You can call 269-6500 Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. to make an appointment for the following weeks. If you need a gun permit or to fill out a FOIA request, again, you can call that number 269-6500 between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. and someone will assist you over the phone. And in Huron County's 52nd Circuit Court last Monday, Ryan John Allen Woodski, a 38-year-old, pleaded guilty to charges arising from a February 28th incident in Oliver Township. Huron County Sheriff's Deputy Hunter Tulaski pursued Woodski, who was wanted on two probation warrants, leading to a 15-mile chase. Despite efforts to stop him, Woodski evaded capture until deputies arrested him without incident in Bad Axe. Assisted by the Elkton and Bad Axe Police Departments, deputies secured Woodski's vehicle, where they found drug paraphernalia. Subsequent searches revealed cocaine and other illicit items. The Huron County Prosecutor's Office charged Woodski with felony fleeing and eluding, felony cocaine possession, and misdemeanor drug-impaired driving. During Monday's court hearing, Woodski admitting to failing to stop for Deputy Tulaski and to using cocaine. Sentencing is set for June 10th. With Woodski remaining in custody. Third-degree fleeing and eluding a police officer is a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison, while drug-impaired driving is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 93 days in jail and community service. And there will be a new sheriff in town in 2024, Tuscola County Sheriff Glenn Skrent is not seeking re-election after more than 46 years of service in law enforcement. During his career in the Sheriff's Department, he has held the positions of Deputy Corrections, Dispatcher, Detective, and Under-Sheriff. Skrent, a Lincoln Park native, had planned on being a conservation officer, but ended up in forestry management. It was while working in that position that he witnessed troopers and canines working the woods looking for a murder suspect. That sparked his interest in law enforcement. His first job was with the Cass City Police Department. Due to Skrent's retirement, there are three contenders for the position. Two of the contenders for sheriff are from within the department, and the other is a Carroll businessman. Lieutenant Jail Administrator Brian Harris, who is a 20-year veteran of the department, is running to replace his boss. Sergeant Ryan Robinson, who has been with the department for 18 years and is a canine handler, is a contender also. The third candidate is Brandon Putnam, who is running on the platform of being a constitutional sheriff. His background is as a businessman. A constitutional sheriff's goal is ensuring public safety, protecting civil rights and liberties, and upholding the United States Constitution. The position of sheriff will be on the August and November ballots there in Tuscola County, and is a four-year term. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
It's that time of year again when farmers are preparing for the spring planting season. Let Thumb Bank and Trust help your farming operation grow. This is Matt Ross, Ag Lender for Thumb Bank and Trust. We offer competitive rates and convenient terms designed to meet your specific needs. If you are looking to expand your farm operation, obtain a line of credit, or buy new machinery, let Thumb Bank and Trust help you. We will meet you in person at one of our offices or at the farm. We are committed to helping Thumb area farmers succeed. Give me a call at our pigeon office or visit us online at thumb.bank to learn more. We're Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
NMLS number 462637, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. The opioid crisis led to the loss of lives, addiction, and billion-dollar lawsuits against manufacturers. Michigan's preliminary settlements amount to about $1.6 billion to be shared with counties and municipalities. Tuscola County expects around $3 million initially, with more pending lawsuits likely to increase that total. However, the funds will be distributed over 18 years with specific usage restrictions. 85% must go to opioid recovery, prevention, and harm reduction. The remaining 15% can be allocated freely, but spending must be reported. Variations in terms and amounts exist between settlements as counties select which lawsuits to join. Notably, some counties, including Tuscola, opted out of certain lawsuits, affecting their share. State-level settlement funds may support anti-drug programs and other initiatives. And the State 911 Committee is spotlighting Michigan's emergency telecommunicators and their crucial role in public safety during National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, running until April 20th. Despite staffing challenges, Michigan's 911 professionals have shown exceptional service, integrating new technologies like video and location-based routing for wireless 911 calls. Ms. Joni Harvey, the State 911 Administrator, praised their dedication and adaptability, urging recognition for their year-round commitment to public service. Telecommunicators handle dispatching and coordinating various incident responses, including calls from multiple platforms like wireless, landline, VoIP, smart devices, and text messages. Mr. Jeff Trover, the SNC chair, emphasized the importance of acknowledging telecommunicators as the backbone of emergency services, urging appreciation for their compassionate work. The SNC, established in 1999, works to promote the successful operation of 911 systems across Michigan. And gnomes, those quirky statues people often have in their gardens, are flying off the shelves at Augusta National. The Masters gnomes have been selling out within a couple of hours each morning. Patrons are more than willing to wait in hour-long lines for the $49.50 ceramic figurine. It has become a highly coveted collector's item. Augusta National has been selling the one-foot-tall golf-centric gnomes, which come in a different design each year since 2016. One seller listed the collection of 8 master gnomes for $16,000 on eBay. Others have already visited the shop and returned home to post them on eBay for nearly 10 times what they paid. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
It's a spring sofa sale happening at Ashley's and Bad Axe. Let everyone sit comfortably with sofas and love seats priced to sell across the store. Get your choice of 9 hot buy sofas in stock now, all priced at $799 and under. Plus, all one and done love seats are marked down to their lowest price with 6 different styles to choose from. Have guests spending the night? Check out our selection of sleeper sofas in stock and on sale up to 30% off. Hurry in, the spring sofa sale is limited to inventory on hand. You won't find deals like this anywhere but Ashley's, located in the heart of Bad Axe Shopping District and a proud member of the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing is available. Please see store for details. Some exclusions may apply.
This is Warehouse Manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast, professional setup and delivery. We can even haul away your old furniture. Visit us at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Today is tax day, and the IRS is promoting the customer service improvements the agency rolled out since receiving tens of billions of dollars in new funding through the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act. from cutting phone wait times to digitizing more documents and improving the Where's My Refund tool to show more account details in plain language. Agency leadership is trying to bring attention to what's been done to repair the agency's image as an outdated and maligned tax collector. The promotion also, in part, is meant to quickly normalize a more efficient and effective IRS before congressional Republicans threaten another round of cuts to the agency. And the hush money trial of former President Donald Trump begins today with jury selection. It's a singular moment for American history as the first criminal trial of a former U.S. commander-in-chief. It's also the first of Trump's four indictments to go to trial. Trump is the presumptive Republican presidential nominee for November's election. He has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records as part of an alleged effort to keep salacious stories about his sex life from emerging during his 2016 campaign. Trump says the stories were false, and he has called the case a sham designed to do damage his current campaign. And the Israeli military has renewed warnings for Palestinians in Gaza not to return to the embattled territories north. People appeared to be heeding the new warning on Monday, a day after five Palestinians were killed as throngs of displaced people tried to reach their homes in the war-torn area. Northern Gaza and the return of its population is a key sticking point between Israel and Hamas, and negotiations underway to try to bring about a ceasefire in exchange for the release of hostages taken by the militant group. Israel wants to try to delay the return to prevent militants from regrouping in the north, while Hamas wants a free flow of returnees. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Deanna Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust, with 13 locations in Huron, Tuscola, Sinulac, and Bay counties to serve customers. Community strong since 1895. And by Ashley Homestore and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.